fiery sauce of green chilies. The beer was good and cold, served from misted pitchers by a couple of silent, dark-skinned women. There were only five people at the meal. Ryan and Trader sat opposite each other at the low table, both freshly shaven and washed. Baron Torrance was at the head, looking a little less filthy and disgusting than earlier in the day, wearing a green and orange caftan, belted across his capacious belly. His daughter sat next to him, Sissy alongside Trader, Bessie close to Ryan. Very close to Ryan. Too close to Ryan. He noticed the sour smell of her body. Overlaid with cheap soap and scent, there was a strange odor of musk and mold, as though a dead bird had become trapped in a box of face powder. Her chair was so close to his that he couldn't move without brushing against her. While they ate bowls of pumpkin soup, the girls kept up a flood of chatter about clothes, food, hunting, and how great Hightower had once been, and how great it could be again. Baron Torrance half lay, half sat on an overstuffed sofa, picking and slurping at the meal, using his ringed fingers rather than any of the costly jade-handled cutlery that was at everyone's places. He contributed little to the evening, only showing any enthusiasm on the subject of how strong and influential the Vill could be.
"I have been a sick man these many years, and my little girls are not skilled in the ways of the cruel and cunning world. But with the right sort of help, they can rule when I am gone."
Ryan spotted the dilation of the pupils of his eyes and the brittle urgency of his words. Catching Trader's attention, he traced the single letter J on the linen cloth, without anyone else noticing. Trader nodded his understanding and his agreement. The Baron was fast in the relentless claws of the Coke and Mescal mix, commonly called Jolt. During the first course, Bessie Torrance twice dropped her napkin, refusing to allow Ryan to pick it up for her, making much play of reaching below the table for it. Each time, her right hand settled on Ryan's thigh, well above the knee. Each time, a little higher. The same thing happened three times during the fish course of the meal. It wasn't the first time that Ryan had been felt up by a woman, but they were generally gaudy sluts after a purse of Jack. It wasn't all that often you found the daughter of a baron groping at your jewel casket. He considered shifting his chair, but a leg of the long table had been artfully placed to his side, blocking off any movement. Across the table, he had noticed that Sissy's left hand had also vanished, and that Trader was breathing just a little more quickly than usual. The dessert, placed in front of them all, was a baked sponge cake, filled with slices of fruit and served with chilled cream. Halfway through the course, Bessie's napkin fluttered floorward again. She tutted at her carelessness and slipped once more under the table. But this time, she didn't reappear. Ryan felt her fingers butterflying at his crotch, and he saw that Sissy had also vanished out of sight. And at the head of the table, Baron Torrance was sitting bolt upright, his eyes flicking between his two Outlander guests and the half-dozen armed sec-men that had been standing, silent and patient, around the walls of the dining room.
"Fine little girls, are they not?"
Trader was already halfway to his feet, a hand pushing the graying head of Sissy from his lap, his right hand reaching for the armalite that hung from the back of his chair. Ryan pulled his chair back and went for the Sig Sauer, holstered at his hip. But they were both too late. Behind them, they heard a very familiar sound. They knew that every one of the guns in the room were aimed at their backs from less than 6 feet away.
"Be a crying double shame if my little ones lost their husbands before they even got themselves married."
"Husbands?"
Ryan took a slow breath, catching Trader's eye, seeing from the tension in the older man's body that he was about to take action, all combat sense blinded. He was going to grab for the armalite, regardless of the armed men behind them.
"No, you do it now and they'll take me along with you. Don't want that, brother. No blood on the floor. Take it easy for now."
To Ryan's relief, He saw the brittle, broken glass intensity seep away from Trader, who relaxed and sat back in his chair, making a casual gesture of surrender with both hands.
Good. Good. Wise move, Outlanders. Come out from under the table, my little doves.
First Bessie, then Sissy came grinning into the open, both of them wiping their mouths. Ryan started to eat his dessert, using the act as a way of keeping himself calm, knowing that this wasn't a time for violence. All they could do was wait and see what happened, and hope that it wouldn't be too bad. Before leaving the dining table, he and Trader were forced to strip naked, submitting themselves to an intimate body search. The fact that it was carried out by Sissy and Bessie didn't make too much difference at this point. The styre in their bedroom had been retrieved by a Sekman, and all of the other weapons were taken from them.
You'll get them back one day. Can't have the future barons of Hightower running around the Deathlands with no weapons now, can we?
Sissy reached out and grabbed Trader by a convenient appendage and leered at her sister.
My husband's got a real good weapon here.
Ryan stood quite still during the ordeal. There wasn't anything that he and Trader could do, for the time being. But from what he'd seen of Hightowerville, it wouldn't be all that long before a chance appeared to escape. Trader and Ryan had been returned to their room under armed guard, and Arkadin now lingered in the doorway, looking half apologetic, half amused.
Want some water brought in for a wash?
Go fuck a dead sticky, you grinning bastard.
Words don't do no good, old man. Trying to help is all.
Arkadin turned toward the door.
Listen, all you have to do is sit quiet and do like the little ladies tell you. A baron can't live forever. I don't want to take orders from them two, so you could be barons here.
That's not what we want.
Trader had the chilling light in his eyes, and Ryan worked to calm him.
He could be right, Willard. Let's just take it easy. Get cleaned up.
Take a blowtorch to get me clean of that triple slut. All right, all right. Get us some hot water and soap, sick man.
No point trying the balcony. And there's men at the door all the time.
What have you done with our blasters and knives?
You'll get them back in the Baron's time. Until then, they stay in his room.
It's getting dark.
Lamps on that table. I'll send in some extra oil for them with the water.
In the distance, they heard the sound of a gas wag starting up.
What's that?
Evening patrol.
Arkadin paused with his fingers on the handle of the door.
These bad quakes mean some changes to the land. Baron likes to know what they are.
The door swung open, and they could see the instant attention of four armed men outside.
One thing, Sekman.
Sure?
This bullshit about husbands and weddings.
It's not bullshit. You still don't believe it.
Those women want to marry us? Why us? That doesn't make any sense.
Does when you realize we don't see many outlanders. Mostly poor trash. Times are getting hard, boys, and husbands are real scarce.
So, when are we all going to enjoy this happy event?
Didn't the little girls tell you? Day after next. Be a rehearsal noon tomorrow. Then it'll be all systems go.
It was 10 minutes before noon, on another of the brilliant crystal clear days with an untouched sky from horizon to horizon. Only a light breeze ruffled the sagebrush and swayed the stately tops of the Ocotillo. A red-breasted jay was perched snugly in among the murderous spikes of a tall saguaro, only a few yards from the main doors of Hightowerville. Ryan had moved as close as he dared to the brink of their tottering balcony, peering into the singing abyss at the snaking river far, far below.
Don't know why I keep on doing this.
Trader sat on the broken bed, knotting the laces of his worn combat boots.
What?
Looking over the edge.
No hope of getting out there, unless you stand on the balcony and jump up and down.
Then you get all the way, no stopping.
The older man stood and tested his feet for comfort.
Don't feel even part-dressed without my blasters and knives. That bastard Torrance.
The time will come.